This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. There's been a lot of discussion in recent years about sustainable agriculture, and farmers welcome that discussion. What the term means can depend on who is using it. Many farmers and ranchers would rightly say they need to be profitable in order to sustain their farming operations. Also, by environmental standards, protecting soil and water, today's agriculture is more sustainable than agriculture of the past. By using genetically engineered seeds that help farmers grow more crops on the same amount of land, using less plowing and pesticide, farmers are feeding more people, providing food security, while conserving the soil and other natural resources. With improved breeding and modern, efficient operations, where every aspect of animals' health and growth is closely monitored, livestock and poultry producers are providing high-quality protein for more people around the world. As we develop more uses of the crops we grow, including increasing and diversifying our energy supply with renewable fuels, today's agriculture is helping us be more energy independent and sustainable as a nation. By providing food for all, those who are not able to farm or would rather do something else are freed up to pursue other careers, sustaining our freedom to do whatever we're good at and whatever interests us as individuals. Over the last few years, farmers and ranchers have had to fight hard against regulatory proposals that would make it more costly, if not illegal, to farm the land. Those fights might have diverted us from having the important and positive conversation we want to have with consumers about how sustainable today's agriculture really is. Farmers and ranchers are doing an amazing job of keeping our farmers' markets, grocery stores, and pantries full while caring for animals and the land. They want to do an even better job if they can, if new tools and research make it possible to feed more people using fewer resources while ensuring that farms can stay in business to keep putting food on our tables. When it comes to sustainability, we have a great story to tell, and Farm Bureau has worked hard to tell it. Looking ahead, we want to do more to be part of the conversation about agricultural sustainability from the farmers and ranchers' perspective. I look forward to sharing ideas about how to move the conversation in the right direction. Farm Bureau leaders and members across the country are encouraged to urge members of Congress to support and ratify the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement when it comes up for a vote. Increased trade has led to increased investment and economic growth in the United States, and TPP has the potential to bring even more benefits to America. The TPP agreement offers an opportunity to put American workers, farmers, and businesses on a level playing field with our economic competitors. Without congressional action, American farmers and ranchers can expect to see a decline in agricultural exports as the TPP nations move forward with their own bilateral agreements and leave the U.S. on the sidelines. Although a bill has not been introduced, the strategy is to have messages delivered to congressional offices in anticipation of the bill following the election. The American Farm Bureau Federation has filed comments to the docket on the Environmental Protection Agency's draft ecological assessment of the widely used herbicide atrazine. Atrazine has been effectively used for decades to control weeds, particularly on corn, sorghum, and sugarcane acreage. Earlier this year, EPA issued a draft ecological assessment of the herbicide, which is a preliminary step in judging whether the chemical will continue to be available for agricultural producers. The draft assessment, if left unchallenged, would significantly impact continued availability of atrazine by jeopardizing its re-registration. Individual farmers and ranchers, as well as state farm bureaus, are invited to participate in a survey the National Weather Service is conducting about the use of National Weather Service watches, warnings, and advisories. The survey is part of the NWS Hazard Simplification Project, which is analyzing the use and effectiveness of NWS watches, warnings, and advisories, and evaluating possible alternatives to these terms. The survey will assess the extent to which organizations at all levels and in various sectors have formally incorporated watches, warnings, and advisories into decision-making processes via policies, protocols, laws, etc. The survey answers will help the NWS understand the potential policy impact on various key partners if it significantly changes watches, warnings, or advisories, such as altering the meaning or name of a particular watch, warning, or advisory. The survey closes after October 31st. The Senate recently passed the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture. The treaty was adopted by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations on November 3, 2001, signed by the U.S. on November 1, 2002, and entered into force in June 2004. It was first transmitted for advice and consent of the Senate for ratification on July 7, 2008. The U.S. joins 138 other nations that are party to the agreement. The centerpiece of the treaty is the establishment of a multilateral system under which a party provides access to other parties, upon request, to listed plant genetic resources held in national gene banks. These resources are to be used solely for purposes of research, breeding, and training in agriculture. A recipient of such a resource must then share the benefits from its use. For example, a recipient who commercializes a product containing an assessed plant genetic resource must generally pay a percentage of any gross sales into a trust account. Provision of plant genetic resources from U.S. gene banks is fully consistent with the Agriculture Department's long-standing general practice of providing access to such plant genetic resources upon request. Ratification of the treaty will provide U.S. agricultural interests with similar access to other parties' gene banks, thus helping U.S. farmers and research. The Environmental Protection Agency has released an updated manual designed to assist individuals and growers in complying with the Worker Protection Standard. Most of the requirements of the new WPS go into effect January 2017. These include annual training of workers, record-keeping requirements, obligations on employers to provide workers and designated representatives with copies of records, new requirements for restricted entry intervals, placarding, and other matters. AFBF filed extensive comments on the WPS. In particular, AFBF continues to object to the designated representative provision in the regulation and is working to delay implementation of that provision. Last week, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture recommended a one-year delay on the entire WPS. The American Farm Bureau Federation on Wednesday announced the top 10 teams, 4 finalists, and 6 semifinalists in the 2017 Farm Bureau Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. AFBF President Zippy Duvall made the announcement at the organization's October Board of Directors meeting, noting that 4 of the top 10 teams are ag technology entries. The final 4 teams, chosen from 356 applicants, were each awarded $15,000 and will advance to the next phase of the challenge. The final 4 will pitch their business ideas to a team of judges in front of a live audience at AFBF's 98th Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show in Phoenix on January 8, 2017. They'll compete for the Rural Entrepreneur of the Year Award and an additional $15,000 in prize money, courtesy of sponsor Farm Bureau Bank. After the live-streamed event, members of the public will be invited to vote online for the People's Choice Award and an additional $10,000. AFBF recently submitted brief comments in support of livestock, poultry, and grain market news reports published by the Agriculture Department's Agricultural Marketing Service. In the comments, AFBF underscored the important role the reports play in providing consistent and unbiased market intelligence, in addition to urging USDA to continue developing electronic reporting methods. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.